Won't win, Trump labels Biden a non-salvageable reclamation project. By Hannah Blow on July 6, 2019. President Donald Trump took shots at Joe Biden. D. In a tweet posted Saturday, calling the Democrat candidate a reclamation project who won't win. Joe Biden is a reclamation project. Some things are just not salvageable, the president declared Saturday, even hearkening back to Biden's ties to China. China and other countries that ripped us off for years are begging for him, he continued. He deserted our military, our law enforcement and our healthcare. Added more debt than all other presidents combined. Won't win. Biden has long held the status as the frontrunner in the Democrat primary. But his first debate performance was not as strong as supporters hoped, and it has been reflected in the polls. The Quinnipiac University National Poll released Tuesday showed Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, statistically tied for first place. Breitbart News reported. Quinnipiac University surveyed 554 Democrats and Democrat-leaning voters June 28 to July 1. According to the poll, Harris's aggressive debate performance paid off, showing 20% support and placing her firmly in second place among the crowded field of candidates. However, with a margin of error of plus/minus 5 percentage points, she is statistically tied with former Vice President Joe Biden, who is experiencing his most narrow lead yet with 22% support. During a CNN interview aired Friday, Biden likened Trump to the child bully that he knew his whole life, adding, "And I'd smack him in the mouth. He's the bully that I knew my whole life. He's the bully that I've always stood up to. He's the bully that used to make fun when I was a kid that I stutter. And I'd smack him in the mouth," he told Chris Cuomo. Trump dismissed Biden's remarks, telling reporters on the White House lawn, "I don't think I'm a bully," and slamming Biden on China. "We've lost our shirts with China and now China is dying to make a deal," Trump said. "And we're taking, by the way, billions and billions of dollars of tariffs coming in and China is paying for it, not our people. So if you look at what we've done and if you look at it, I call it the Obama-Biden mess," he added.